Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Staying Christian podcast. We got some cool stuff going on today. My name's Eli.
My name's Gavin. This is episode 20, which is a big deal because
apparently
I didn't think we'd honestly get to episode 20. Well, I mean, I don't know that I visibly like thought like, oh, episode
20. My co-host is having doubts.
But I just didn't expect it to be like, this is amazing. 20 episodes down. Who knows how many more to go?
A bajillion. Hopefully.
Yeah, that'd be legit.
Anyway,
let's get old and gray on this podcast.
Oh, here's episode 472.
Now it's 482.
Hey,
now.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to the Staying Christian podcast.
Anyway, next. So not to discredit the Gospels in any way, but I really benefit from hearing other Christians talk about what God is doing.
Continue. Do expound.
Well, it really helps me to know that it's not just me thinking about God or having God impact my life. You know, it's hearing from other people that stuff's happening and that it reaffirms for me that God is in reality and not some far off distant fairy tale land that I somehow get my mind into. So I started that segment to be like, hey, here's a weird statement that'll get you and get you hooked. Anyway, I don't actually have anything to say about the Gospels, except they're fantastic. You should give them a read. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I do think it's important for people to share what God's doing with each other in gathering ways, like when you're at a Christian gathering or when you're just with some other people, because where two or more are gathered, you know.
So you're saying basically you think it's important for people's almost, not affirmation, but like their experiences with the Word and their experiences with God.
Yeah.
Almost just
I'd love
as powerful.
To hear, I'd love to hear what God's telling you right now.
Right.
You know, or what God did with you last week, something that was great or whatever happened there.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be, oh, my grandmother was healed or something like that. It's got to be like
a bright light came down and spoke to me.
It can just be like, yeah, I was going to say something mean. And then I just felt like God was like, hey, you're my child. Are you representing me or something like that?
Yeah.
You know, and then it just helps me to remember, oh, yeah, God's like God's with you, too.
Right.
It's like God's real because he's talking to you and me. Not like I don't believe that. But like when I'm going about my everyday life, only thinking about me, I'm not always thinking about what God's doing with so-and-so.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, God can be in the back of my mind for a second.
Right. God can be in the Bible, but can he be here? And it's like, yeah, he can. Because I look over and I see Gavin and he's over there and he almost got mad at someone and yelled at them. But hey, he didn't. And because he remembered this. But yeah, I think that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
It's almost, yeah, like you said, just as powerful. I mean, some people are like, no, the Gospels are more powerful, which probably they are. But it's really encouraging. We're called to encourage and exhort one another, and I feel like that is a way to do that.
Well, both of those are just witness testimonies.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's a kind of hot word. Like, you touch it, and then it's like, oh, we're going into another subject.
Right.
But it's like, you're telling me about something that God did with you.
Right, it's a
witness.
And
then the Gospels are what God did. With all of us, for all of us. It's
true.
Like,
true.
And like, cause I get God from a lot of places, not just in the Bible.
Right.
Like, but I hear God in songs that Christians wrote, or I hear God from someone telling me about what happened.
Yeah.
Or reading a book.
Yep. Yeah.
From
really
somebody
good.
Who's had an experience, you know,
yeah,
with God. So I don't know. It just really helps me to hear what God's doing with other people. It encourages me that God's not just floaty little glowy orb in my head. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
God's in reality. God's real. God's here. He's talking to you. He's talking to me.
Food for thought. So I was on Instagram because I am on Instagram.
There's
Hello.
Food pictures on Instagram. You got me thinking about food now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just had dinner, so I'm good. Anyways, food for thought. I was on Instagram selling a friend's story. This quote that I thought was interesting. Don't know how much I agree with it or whatever. I'm still kind of working through it, but it was interesting. So here I am bringing it to the podcast.
I'm scared now.
Yeah, me too, honestly.
I'm like, what is happening?
So here's the quote. It said, "Love cannot come from anyone other than Jesus. Okay, I agree with that, you know? So yes, you do need to understand love before loving anyone else, but that doesn't come from self-love. It comes from the eternal fatherly love from God. And this was by Jesus and Coffee on Instagram.
Hmm.
But it was just interesting.
I know that first line is a hook, for real.
Love cannot come from anyone other than Jesus.
Because that's a concept I'm...
Well, it's like Jesus is love.
True.
You know?
Like, God created us and God is love.
Right.
Which I've heard a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
Can we truly love? I don't know that we can. You know? Because we don't have that eternal love that our love pretty quickly runs out.
Yeah.
You know? And we don't even know our true motives. You know? No one knows the true desires and motives of the heart.
Yeah. The heart is with the deceitful. Heart's desires are deceitful and fickle and all that.
So, and then it was interesting, the whole thing, you need to understand love before loving anyone else, but that doesn't come from self-love. It comes from the eternal fatherly love from God.
Hmm.
It was just interesting. I don't even know that I fully understand it or if it even all the way is true, but nonetheless, it was just something I was like, huh.
Maybe we should just do random quotes on Instagram analysis instead of this Bible analysis thing.
I don't know. It was just like, yeah, I don't know. You guys think about it. Break it down. Let us know what you think.
Huh.
But yeah.
I mean, when you first said it, I was like, mate, I don't know. I was like, I don't know about that. And now I'm like, yeah, maybe. I think just because it came out like such a, this is what it is. Boom. I'm like, whoa,
right.
Hold on, you know?
But I mean, that is how God was kind of too sometimes. He was like,
true.
Hey, easier for someone to fit the rich man to fit through the eye of a needle than to enter the kingdom of God. And everyone's like, wait, what?
No, wait, you know, that's not how that
rich man to fit.
No, easier for a camel to fit through
right.
the eye of a needle than for
which
a
is
rich
not
man
much bigger than a rich man, you know?
Can't.
No, I mean like humans in relation to camels, you know, they're not much different. I feel like, but anyways, that's a totally different topic that I think about when I hear that verse.
Okay.
Gavin thinks about camels.
Maybe that should be
anyways,
the new podcast we move on to. Gavin thinking about camels.
Anyways, food for thought. Let us know. Email us or whatever. Hit us up on Instagram. DM us at Staying Christian. Let us know what you guys think about this food for thought quote
food
from Instagram. Anyways, that's all for me.
I'm
for
still
this segment.
Thinking about how I want some food now, though. All right. I don't hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. There you go.
Oh, now you can hear me. Okay. Sorry about that.
Wait, shouldn't we restart this? Yeah, we should restart this.
All right. So we got some new music.
This is the new music segment, after all.
This is the new music segment.
If you create a jingle for this, I may puke on the studio floor.
Oh, it was going to be music segment at that part. Anyway, your song, Gabe. Go.
My song for the new music segment, and for those of you who are new listeners, this is where we bring up new music we've been vibing to.
Well, vibing, and then also we bring our experience with it, like
what we got
we
out
feel
of it.
The song's about, what we got out of it, whether it's Christian or not, just normal life advice, it's whatever. But I like to share it because I feel like I like to know how other people think. And
absolutely.
So having my mind open to how someone else heard a song is pretty great to me.
Yeah,
so
eye-opening. It's interesting.
Show
my
us
new
song
is Dust and Bones by Easy McCoy, and featuring, or I guess it's a collab between him and Adam McInnes or something. Anyways, it was a cool song. It's a little bit like, I feel like hip-hoppy. It's like
sort
those
of.
Like old genre hip-hop vibe.
It's like that Ain't No Grave song that's like, ain't no grave.
Kind of, but then it's like combining with hip-hop.
Keep my body down. It's like super...
It's just that's these really cool lyrics that's very encouraging, at least for me, you know. I'll read a couple of them real quick. It's basically dust and bones, take what you want, because after you're gone, it's dust and bones. Breaking you bad, fight to the end. Fight to end or something.
Hmm.
It's just like, it's this, I'm a keep on rising, I'm a keep on shining, I'm a keep on, you know, dust and bones, you know. Just like, it was really encouraging. I don't know that this person is actually technically Christian, but it almost sounds like it from this lyrics. You're dancing to this music, and I cannot focus on my analysis.
You have no proof that I was dancing to this music.
I need to pull my phone and video it, put it on our gram.
He's breakdancing. Look, he's breakdancing. Look,
what is this?
Anyways, he's finally doing it, guys.
To lose everything you love and gain the world from it? ? So what's the spirit to a lost soul, a dead man walking, and what's a heart when it's turned cold, an empty man in a coffin? Just like all these cool lyrics that I thought was really, really cool. And it was just like, so I travel the road, the one less traveled, where the lost won't go. As the sunset before the moonlight glows, to get what I'm searching for before I'm dust and bones. I don't know. It was just really interesting to me. I feel like this is very analogous with Jesus and what he's saying, sort of. So
right. Well, because he said that thing about the road less traveled, that makes me think of of Christianity.
Immediately,
for sure.
The straight and narrow, you know. So, anyways, I really liked it. Give it a listen. We'll throw it up on the playlist. What was your new music, Eli?
My song. This music we listened to was straight vibing, dude.
Well, it's ending now. Well, let me restart it real quick now. For you.
Yeah,
because
restart it. Because I was straight.
You were straight vibing to it.
I wasn't dancing.
Okay.
Anyway, the song that I got is called Heaven Is Now by 10th Avenue North. It's from the No Shame album.
Did you just recommend? I feel like you've been recommending way too much of them.
I'm sorry. It's good. John Mark.
Shame on you.
Dude. I'm sorry. It's
for
good.
Recommending the Shame.
But let me explain why.
Album.
Let me.
The Shame album. You're recommending
it's
the Shame,
no shame
album,
album.
I said shame on you.
Anyway, this song talks about truly, like, how we can live to truly show God's love and not just wait around for judgment day. Like, some of the lyrics are, I don't want to wash my hands and say, let it burn. I want to burn with your love instead. And the part before the chorus is, let your kingdom come here in my heart. Let me be the place where heaven starts. Open up the gates that blind my eyes. You're making me paradise. So to bring heaven to people instead of just waiting around to be like, oh, God will take care of all this. God can work through you.
That's cool.
Anyway,
that's really
I've been thinking about that for me because I think a lot of the time people don't see heaven from me. And I want that to change. And I want to actively work towards that.
Right.
And not just wash my hands of it and just be like, oh,
Jesus will take care of it one day.
I want to... Not that I want to be like some justice warrior and be like, oh, you gotta stop doing... But be like, what did Jesus say? What did Jesus do? He came and he showed God's love to people.
Right.
And while he did bring the new covenant, like that was for him to do, right. I feel, not me. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that. What I'm saying is, I think that we can show God's love to people and not just wait around.
Yeah. That's really good. Meanwhile, I'm over here talking about dust and bones, and you're like, seize the day, you guys! Carpe diem, let's go!
I love it.
That's really good.
You always put yourself down on these music segments.
No. I'm just seeing the contrast between our two music. I think it's
just,
funny.
It's a good juxtaposition. It's just me showing something else.
Yeah, I think different people are different. I just think it's funny, the contrast between
anyway.
That was our new music segment.
Give them a listen. We have a playlist where I'll add these songs to on Spotify, and we will put the link in the show notes. So, yeah, give them a listen. They'll be right there on the top. So, ever since I wanted to have a podcast, I've been thinking about science and relation with God and bringing the idea of God out of this unreality zone and into the reality of God made things. And we study them, and that's what science is.
Right.
And for a while, I've been like separating those two things, but I think it's healthy for me to be thinking about, you know, God making things, and then we think about it.
Instead of just God as the glowy orb and nature and science as like math and stuff, where they're actually related and they're intertwined.
And God created cells, and
I got to
look at that.
Yeah.
So upon thinking about all that and thinking about when I was initially thinking about a podcast, I'm like, I want to talk about the science fiction-y things. Like, okay, like people talk about aliens and whatever, and it's like, okay, don't know.
Yeah.
You know? But the question I have in my head is God outside of time?
Right.
And like, I can sit here and think about that. I'm like, is he?
I have often pondered.
Have you thought about that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've spent I've spent a lot of my time just thinking about time and how it could be
I think about it like once every week, at least.
I think I came to the conclusion that he was, and then I just stopped thinking about it.
Oh, really?
I figured out a picture in my mind.
I want to talk about the movie Arrival real quick.
Okay.
So there's...
Are you going to spoil it?
Should I put a spoiler alert? Should I spoiler it? It's a super good movie. Spoiler alert, you guys. If you haven't seen it, you really should. It's really interesting.
The Arrival, right?
It's just called Arrival.
Oh, it is just called Arrival. Yeah.
So in Arrival, so you're going to want to click away.
Yeah, this is a spoiler.
Just skip ahead just a minute. Just a little
minute
bit.
Or two. Yeah.
It won't take me that long to paint the picture I want to paint. So in Arrival, there's this big thing around the aliens, but essentially they give this girl the power to see time all in one moment. So she can stand in her time and act out something she's doing in the future. She can see herself. She's in that time. She can see herself in the past, but she is her. She's not just seeing herself. Like she's still... Like, she's in every moment of her future, and everything she does has happened in the future. So, in the future, she can see what she needs to do or whatever. But I was thinking about God in that aspect, and I was like, can God see time like that? And is that how he's able to walk alongside us instead of just being outside of time as a concept? Because then I'm like, how is God able to talk with me in prayer then? Like, and tell me in the moment,
right
at the right time, and just say, here it is.
I mean, aside from him having created you and knowing everything about you.
Yeah. Obviously there's stuff like, I don't know how he enters my mind and says what he says.
Right.
Cause I don't always hear a loud thundering in the clouds voice, but it's like, I'm thinking about time like that. And I'm like, maybe that's how God sees it. I'm not saying that is.
Right.
But
it's just you and your ponderous thoughts.
I love thinking about how God sees things and how God works in such a real sense.
Right.
And being like, maybe it's like this. Like, here's my theory.
Right.
It doesn't have to be right, but right. I'm like, I want to put God in the reality space and not the fantasy space.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I was just thinking about time and I'm like, maybe that's how God interacts with us. He can see everything and
enter that
see
time
our
stream
thing, but instead of just right, and he can act in every moment.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I think that just something I was thinking about, and I'm like, I'd like to explore more concepts like this because I explore them on my own, but to talk about them, I feel is something different.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely interesting. Yeah, we're not saying this is the way it works, but yeah, this is.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's definitely something I've thought about a lot as well.
Right,
but it's. It's just weird and cool, and I always enjoy sci-fi.
The thing about me, though,
too.
Is I know I just shared that thing about heaven is now, but
yeah.
I can't wait to find out.
Right.
Like, I'm a super nerd. I'm like, God, tell me how you work time. Tell me how time works.
Right, at the end, you just wouldn't be like, I remember being a kid.
I want to sit there for hours and just be like, God, tell me
exactly
how you made this stuff. Because it's interesting to me, because I love science and I love space. I want to connect the two instead of just it being a separate hobby, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I remember talking to my mom when I was a kid. I was like, I wonder when we get to heaven, if it's just going to be like a movie theaters you can select. Okay. You see the Jurassic period up to the pre-Cretaceous period here in this theater. Also, you can see this person's life in this theater, you know, it's just like, and then I'm like, then I can just ask God whatever questions I want. That's so amazing.
There's you can ask him now.
Right, but like he's not.
It's
going
to be very hard for him to describe
God, does time work?
Well, it's not hard for him to describe. I think with some of that, this is a theory. This isn't a thing.
Right.
It's just like, I don't know that we can comprehend that at the moment.
Yeah.
I think that him explaining, here's the universe code I created and shoving it into my brain, that'll do nothing except explode my head.
MC squared, so yeah.
I even look at regular equations like that, and I don't know enough to know how they work. So I'm like, I'll just let you guys do that. Just tell me the basic principle.
Yeah, instead, God just gave us something simple, you know, just to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, I created the earth. That's what's important. Also, love one another. That's the other important thing you needed
to
know.
And trust me, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Right. And always remember, I'm always there for you.
Right.
That's cool. Yeah. This is Eli's food for thought segment right here.
Yeah, look at that. I'm still hungry.
Oh, boy. All right, the random Bible verse generator.
Ooh.
We don't get all the fanfare like last time.
No. We're just in an empty auditorium. I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Over here. Yeah, yeah. We just got one guy in the back.
Yeah. Okay, so the Bible verse for this segment is, learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Isaiah 1:17. That's in the Old Testament, right?
Isaiah?
Yeah.
You don't know where Isaiah is?
Isn't it?
Man, you're real confused. I'm gonna let you sit here and wonder
you
for a
what?
Second.
You know what? Pretty sure it is, isn't
no,
it?
No, my favorite verse used to be, well, I think it still is, Isaiah. Yeah. So Isaiah's in the Old Testament.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was just checking, just to make sure. He was a prophet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's break down this verse real quick. Learn to do right, seek justice. It's like, yo, do this.
Yeah, I mean, learning to do right, that takes, you know, actually learning and putting your mind to learning what is right and what to do right.
Right. Defend the oppressed.
Yeah.
That can be super simple, I think. Like, even to just people around you that may be oppressed. And I think, like, we live in America. At least
right.
us, you know, other people listening to this may not live in America, but in America, it's like, you know, just like do whatever you want, man.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
the widows, I guess.
Yeah.
Give them some money from your tithe.
I feel like there's just it's just everyone here just does whatever they want, you know, like people are saying there's oppressed and I'm not one to speak on that because I don't feel oppressed, you know.
Yeah,
but I think there is like small scale things you can almost apply that to, you know, people around you that may be quote being oppressed, you know, being no one cares about them or their opinions or anything like that,
right.
You know,
I mean, well, I want to think about what
the
Jesus
nerds,
did in
you know?
Those situations if there was those situations.
Yeah,
and be like, okay, I love all these people.
Yeah,
you know, I want to be a peacemaker.
Yeah,
take care of people and make them feel like God loves them, because he does.
Right, that's what he did. He took up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case with the widow and all that. And he talked a lot about those people. He was all about those type of people that were being oppressed and the fatherless and the widows, you know?
Yeah. Ultimately, we all need him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those are people that actually, they were the sick ones, you know? He said he came for the sick ones, and those are the ones he wants us to take care of, you know? Because we're all just sick.
I also think that people that think they have it together are sick as well.
Right, yeah.
But sometimes even more.
I'm definitely,
because that's me all
definitely
the time.
Guilty of that, for sure.
So,
which makes me feel really bad because I feel like I'm in even more danger than everybody else. You know what I mean?
Right. Anyway,
so that's we just went on a tangent there.
I love how all the verses we get are just super straightforward, and we're just like, yeah, what it said.
Yeah, exactly. Like, got no insight for this one.
Right.
But it's like, this is simple stuff. God, I love that actually. That it is so simple. It's just like, hey, let's just do this. Just do it.
What was the exact verse again? Isaiah?
Isaiah 1:17. This is the New International Version.
So the first chapter?
So yeah. Yeah. 17th verse. So yeah. Random Bible verse generator. That's it.
That's it.
Hopefully you guys
hope
like
the analysis
that.
Enlightened your analysis space in your brain. It was a post that showed the countries in the world that are facing severe Christian persecution. And it was just a map, and it had a little thing, and it was like, notice how everywhere, pretty much, except the U.S., really has massive persecution. And I was like, ooh. You know, yeah. I'm thinking about that. But I read the caption, and it was from this guy, and he goes, I remember being in Moldova, and he said that he was in a group of Christians in Moldova, and they were praying that American Christians would be blessed with persecution. And what he said was really that that American Christians would be encouraged to not seek comfort over Christ. And I'm like, that's definitely something. Like, at first I was like, oh, please don't wish me to be suffering, you know?
Yeah.
But ultimately, it does make us stronger and more steadfast in our belief in Christ. And I'm like, that's true. That's probably what a lot of us need, because without that actual hard decision to make, I definitely am sitting there like, yeah, I can just not do that today, you know, and I can just sit back and choose comfort over what I truly believe in and just be like, oh, I don't want to rock the boat right now, so I'm not going to say with that. And that's not to say I want to go out and I want to be like, no, you, all the time.
Right.
But I want to be like, especially if it's something that attributes to me. And I'm like, am I choosing for myself to just be comfortable or to do what Christ said? You know?
Yeah.
And so I saw that and I was like, that is probably really something important that me, especially as an American, should
American
be looking
Christian,
at.
Yeah.
Because we're all about comfort. We're all about staying in our zone.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thought
that's
I'd
good.
Share that.
Yeah, that's really good. I need to hear that, so. I can come persecute you at work if you would like.
Yeah. You already do that enough, Gabe. You already do it enough.
Oh, snap.
Gavin was actually upset about something, and I was talking with him the other night. But I was thinking about what he was thinking about, and he was just realizing for himself and for a lot of people that we're just infallible. Our word is infallible. We just are really bad
as humans
at giving up ourselves for each other.
Yeah.
And I think I want to say that I know this real well, obviously, because I'm a human being and because I'm very selfish.
Right.
But also, I feel like God's been trying to tell me stuff about this for a long time. So I kind of wanted to be like, Gabe, here's your encouragement.
Right.
But also be like, if anyone else needs to hear this, I hope that it helps. So when I started to want to be a Christian, it was when I really had been trying for a long time to be like, man, I want to be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would try a lot of things on my own, and it would never actually make anything better.
Mm-hmm.
Just for me to be like, yeah, I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like when I gave up and said, God, I can't be good on my own.
Right.
And said, I need you to help me be good.
Right.
And to not be the natural, self-serving, evil thing that I am. Mm-hmm. And that's not to sit there and be like, God, I'm so... You
right.
know, because God made me. But also because of the sin from my ancestors and mm-hmm. what happened with Adam, with the tree of knowledge of good of evil.
Right.
It's like, I inherited that. And so I am bound to be self-serving and be like that. And so that's really why I was like, God, I need you. I need to be in the church. I need to be around people, because by myself, my heart is not, like we were saying earlier, my heart is not in the right place. And sometimes I don't even know when it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for me to say, Gabe, that's how it be. And we need God for that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought I'd share that because for me, I feel like that's almost like my testimony of becoming a Christian almost. It's like, hey, I realized that no matter what I could do, like I couldn't do it on my own.
I have this quote that is written on the station where I'm at work.
I was going to ask if it was from Instagram again.
Nope, not from Instagram this time. It's from real life. And that it sounds like I'm saying Instagram isn't real life,
real
which
life.
I guess you could argue that. Anyways, I'm not going to get into that. What I'm saying is that there was this quote on there, and it basically said, it's not what you get, but what you give.
Mm-hmm.
And my boss was all about that, and I love that. And I'm like, that's so true. Even though we would like to think it's about what we get, it's actually about what we give, you know? And not even about what we give necessarily. And I think it's also, my dad said this recently, which I really liked. It's, well, it's from the Bible, you know, so of course, you gotta do it with love, you know? And if you don't do it with love, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, it was a good reminder for me that we need to be, or I need to be, doing things with
a servant
love.
Mindset.
Yeah, and with servant mindset. So I don't know, help me. If you guys are like, that's lame, whatever, man, just email us.
Just say, Gavin, you're dumb.
Yeah, just send us hate mail. But anyways, it was a good reminder for me. Hopefully it helps you guys.
Thanks guys for listening to episode 20. We are really honored and love it that you did.
Yeah, this was our 20th episode, which is once again amazing. If you guys have any feedback for us, if you're like, Eli's voice stinks, I can't stand listening to it, I'm quitting your episode.
David sounded so excited when he said episode 20 is amazing.
Just email us at stayingchristian@gmail.com. Also, DM us on Instagram.
Yeah. Speaking of sending us messages, we're going to be opening up the music segment. So if you guys have some music you'd like us to share, we'll try and share one of those every time we do the music segment for you.
Yeah, this was actually listener requested that we also get stuff from you guys. So I thought it was a good idea. We'll throw it out there. If you guys send us songs, we'll throw it up on the old new music segment, unless it's like a terrible song.
Yeah, so just send us an email at stayingchristian@gmail.com and tell us about what you feel the song is and how it spoke to you and all that, and we'll share about it.
Anyways, that's episode 20. Love you guys.
Stay real, guys.
Stay Christian.
Love you.
Bye.
Bro! Well, you did it! Another episode down the bag!
You finally finished the episode! Whoa! All right!
Yeah!
Oh, you're that guy?
All right!
All right!
So Gavin was just sobbing out last night.
I was
night.
Just weeping.
He was wailing into the stars.
Gnashing of teeth was like, happening.
Why? Why, Lord? Why?
Well, we're like doing politics.
No, it wouldn't be cool
What's
to eat
up, guys?
Some chicken.
Welcome back. We're eating chicken. I don't know what you're chicken. Doing, losers.
We're just eating chicken. We're not an ASMR channel.
How you like
me
now?
Yeah.
This is the biggest episode that we'll ever have ever.
Is this the music we use for the new segment?
I don't know.
I don't know that we have.
We always seem to have a different song for the new music.
I think we just use this. We'll just use this one.
Well, it's over now. Okay, boys and girls. Okay, let's get started.
Started.
Okay. Hello.
You got something, Mike?
I have a few things.